اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mehdi, ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "Without the Quran, the gate of the knowledge of God would be shut forever." Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Duha, as well as first verse of Surah Al-Sharh, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna. Let's enjoy it.
وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-Sharh, the first verse of Surah Al-Sharh, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Banna. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى. The first verse of Surah Al-Duha, we have a dhad that is mushaddad. We have to make sure that this dhad is pronounced softly, like a letter of rakhawa, not like a letter of shadda. We shouldn't say والضحى والضحى. Wallaha, may have to make it softer. And this is done by using the side of the tongue, touching the upper molar and wisdom teeth. And in this way, the sound of dhad is softened a little bit. And this is the rule of istitala, the mechanism of istitala that dhad has, which is the stretching of the sound of dhad. From the very beginning of the side of the tongue to the end of the side of the tongue. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Now, Shaykh Mahmoud Al-Banna was reciting in the riwayah of Warsh عَنْ نَافِعَ. So all of the Zawatul Ya, all of the Ya'atul Zaida or Zawatul Ya, they are pronounced with تَقْلِيل in Warsh. سَجَى. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلِي وَلَلَاخِرَةُ. He doesn't say آخِرَةُ like حَفْص. He doesn't pronounce the ra of آخِرَة with تَفْخِيم. He pronounces it with تَرْقِيق, because in Warsh, the letter before the ra has a kasra. Therefore, Warsh reads it with تَرْقِيق instead of تَفْخِيم. And also we have the نَقْل of the Hamza. وَلَلَاخِرَةَ. Instead of saying وَلَلْآخِرَةَ, Warsh says وَلَلَاخِرَةَ. وَلَلَاخِرَةُ خَيْرُ لَكَ. Again, the ra is also pronounced with تَرْقِيق, even though it has a تَنْوِين الضم, because it's preceded by a ya sakina, مَدُّلِّين. It's preceded by مَدُّلِّين. Hafs would only pronounce this ra with تَرْقِيق if you stop on the ra. خير. If you stop on the ra, on the word خير, the ra would be pronounced with ترقيق in حفص, but in Warsh, it's always pronounced with ترقيق. خير لك من لولا. And also the مد البدلز in Warsh, it's optional. You can lengthen it to 2, 4, or 6 vowel counts. ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضي. Again, we have the taqlil of the dhad, which is pronounced with a imalatu sughra, which means it's 75% aliful mad and 25% ya'ul mad. Unlike imalatu al-kubra, which is 50-50, we don't have that in Warsh. We only have it in, actually we do have it in Warsh, but it's in only one place. Only in Surah Taha is pronounced Tahi. The Ha is pronounced with Imala in Warsh, and that's the only place. But in the riwayah of Hamza, actually the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza, we have a lot of Imala. All of the Zawatul Yaz are pronounced with Imala in the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza. ألم يجد ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضي ألم يجدك يتيما فآوي ووجدك ضالا فهدي ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. We have a lot of إخفاء of نون ساكنة in these verses. So Warsh also applies إخفاء the same way as حفص. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر تقهر. We have قلقلة of قاف. وأما السائل فلا تنهر. We have مد المتصل. Warsh reads all the مد المتصلس with six vowel counts. وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك. Now one fun fact is that in your prayer, if you want to recite Surah Al-Duha, you have to also recite Surah Al-Sharh, because these two surahs are considered as one surah when they are read in your prayer. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program.
كتاب الله
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. In continuing our story of the discussion between a person by the name of Asma'i and a young girl regarding the beauty of her speech that this person by the name of Asma'i praised, she replied to him, and she replied to him with this verse from Surah Qasas, that is the seventh verse of Surah Qasas, which is the 28th surah of the Holy Quran. So she replies to him with this verse and says, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins two commands, positive ones, and two commands that are negative. He combines two statements and prepositions and two good or glad tidings. So then she explains to him, for those two commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, one of them is nurse him, arudhi'ihi, nurse him. And the other one, he's saying that if you fear, throw him, put him, cast him into the river. So that is the two commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in this particular verse. Then she says, for the two conditions, or rather the two commands that are negative, she goes and explains that the first one is, do not fear. Now, do not fear, right? And do not grieve. So these are now two things that Allah is saying not to do, commands of negation. Don't do these things. So we have two things to do, two things not to do. Then she continues and says, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two statements and two, you know, news, two things that will kind of happen. One of them being, that one of these things that we will do, and giving news of these things, that we will return him to you. So that is one thing. And the second one is, we will make him of the prophets. So this is now two statements that are going to happen. So two things that are being told to her, that are news to her. And therefore, what are the two glad tidings that will be given to him? Is that one of them is that this Musa alayhi salam will be returned to his mother. The second is the glad tidings of him becoming a prophet in the near future. So therefore, the beauty of this verse of the Holy Quran is in its combining these two different types of statements, these two different types of sentences, two being commands of doing something, two being commands of negation, two statements that are giving news and two statements that are telling something of the future. So therefore, this young girl understood this, and she understood eloquence. But it's one thing for us, my dear brothers, to understand that this is something very special about the Holy Quran. And you need somebody who has the certain skill level and the knowledge of the Arabic language, like this girl or this young lady who had the ability to understand the intricacies of this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the intricacies of the Holy Quran and therefore to put it into practice and to truly, you know, get a better grasp of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously for our own betterment and for our own, you know, a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق